Deceptive Seeds, written by Mike Dixon, read by Shane Browning. Our local grocery store always seems to have in stock what appears to be healthy produce. However, how many of us really know where our produce comes from? These days, it is possible that the food you are eating may contain genetic derivatives from 8 different genetically modified foods. Experts state that more than 70% of items on supermarket shelves contain genetically modified foods. In an article entitled, quote, Seeds of Deception, Part 1, unquote, in the Volume 10 edition of Extraordinary Health, Jeffrey M. Smith wrote, quote, Perhaps not everyone is familiar with GM, genetically modified foods. For starters, genetic engineering is quite different from selective breeding because it involves taking genes from a completely different species and inserting them into the DNA of plant or animal, unquote, from page 17. The Bible describes in the book of Genesis that God created all things to produce after their own kind, their own species. God commanded the earth to produce or sprout forth grass or green vegetation and trees that grow seed-bearing fruit. Genesis 1, verses 11 and 12. Quote, These seeds will then produce the kinds of plants and trees from which they came, unquote. New Living Translation. God also created sea creatures and birds to reproduce after their kind. Genesis 1, verses 20 through 22. And all land animals, each producing offspring after their own kind. Genesis 1, verses 24 and 25. Furthermore, as amazing as it may seem, the Bible clearly explains that human beings are reproducing after the God kind. Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27. It is clear both from nature and from Scripture that each species of plant and animal possesses certain characteristics that make it what it is. However, in today's high-tech world of bioengineering, mankind is constantly tinkering with God's original creation in the name of science. Though God saw it as good, Genesis 1, verses 12, 21, 25, and 31, mankind is now deciding that the creation is not good enough and needs to be genetically modified. Today, mankind is using technology to isolate genes from one species of plant or animal and insert it into a completely different species. This is a clear violation of the after-its-kind principle that God gave in the Garden of Eden, as well as a violation of principles that He has given for proper farming. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 9. Larger and larger profits are an obvious driving force behind the creation of genetically modified foods. Industrial farmers want to produce the highest possible yield of pesticide-resistant crops. Of course, the desire to produce a larger crop is not wrong in itself, but one must look carefully at the methods used and consider the results. Many experts agree that genetically modified foods pose threats both to our health and to our environment. These threats include widespread crop failure, food mutations, allergic reactions, infertility, decreased nutritional value, creation of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, increased ingestion of herbicides and pesticides, and other potentially irreversible changes to our environment. On the other hand, God promises that if we obey His instructions, He will bless the fruit of our land. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 13. By following His instructions for agriculture, we can enjoy the abundance of produce untouched by bioengineering. Our bodies and our planet will truly benefit if we follow God's instructions instead of indulging mankind's desire for more and more. God promises a time when the approach to agriculture and health will be transformed from the emphasis on mega farming and big business agriculture. Farmers will no longer be driven to the bottom rungs of the corporate system, with little or no control over the present or future of the agricultural industry that puts food on everyone's tables. Healthy societies, and not profit margins, will dictate the quality of food produced. In today's world, it is becoming increasingly difficult to find healthy food choices. We should do our best to purchase and eat quality food, as close to what God intended as we are able. Ultimately, we can look forward to the exciting changes that Jesus Christ will bring to our farms and our whole planet in tomorrow's world. If you would like to know more, please order Your Ultimate Destiny and The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? In the meantime, don't forget to watch Global Utopia, The Impossible Dream.